Care Coaches Insight programs continuing here tonight. Final opportunity to chat with our basketball coaches in the area in 2025 before we hit the holiday break. We're joined now by Atchison County Boys Coach Corey Eckert, and it's brought to you by L&L Construction, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. It's been kind of a light week, Coach, since we last spoke. We obviously talked about that Sabetha game a little over a week ago, and no game on Tuesday this week. You will play Friday against Valley Falls, but most recently, last Friday, on the road at Sabetha, always a quality team in the Big East League, 61-26. Blue Jays are able to get that win, and that's coming off that loss to Riverside. So you've seen some really good teams, you know, over this last stretch. But, you know, Donovan West, let's go to them in that last game you played, 60-38. What'd you take away from the game against the Mustangs?
Yeah, Donovan West was a pretty good game for us, three quarters. It was, if you take out the third quarter, it was a two-point game. But just that third quarter got away from us between, kind of our offense turnovers and giving them fast break points. And then when they weren't getting that, they were hitting most of their shots. So they shot pretty well. So that third quarter, obviously they outscored us by 20 and that kind of put us out of the game. But, you know, I thought we battled pretty well for the other three quarters and obviously the score doesn't indicate it, but, definitely some positives from that.
Yeah, how do you take away, you know, the positives? It can be frustrating at times, you know, three really good quarters, basically an even game, but just one quarter kind of gets out of hand. They knock down a couple shots, maybe a couple things don't go your way, and it's able to get a little bit out of hand just with one quarter of play. But, you know, the positives from that game and kind of building on that this week as you get ready for Valley Falls on Friday.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, a lot of positives from that game. It was you know, a competitive game at halftime, went to the break with an opportunity to come back and give us an opportunity to win that. But, you know, I thought we battled for the most part on defense, rebounded fairly well, even though, you know, they got a little size and a little bit of experience. Another bright spot, a freshman, Augie Neal, scored 11 points in the fourth quarter, which was a nice little boost off our bench that hopefully we can keep him going. So definitely, you know, some positives to take away from the three quarters that it was a good game. And then obviously that one quarter we're working on our offense and taking care of the ball better. So,
Coach, let's talk about Valley Falls, your final game before the holiday break coming up on Friday. You know, they lost in their last game to Royal Valley. They got two really good players. You know, they have as good of a 1-2 combo in the league. If you talk about, you know, Colin Carney, Damian Cervantes, you know, outside of those two, they're trying to find some pieces. Some younger guys are getting some opportunities. But when you look at Valley Falls, it starts with those two, defending those two. What challenges do you see coming your way Friday night when Valley Falls comes to town?
Yeah, you're right. Definitely one of the better 1-2 punches in the league. And, you know, Cervantes can definitely shoot it from the outside anywhere on the court. And then Carney's kind of has a versatile big that can handle the ball, and he's very strong down low, and he's averaging, you know, a double-double a game. So he'll present some issues with rebounding and everything like that. So big thing for us is we got to take care of the ball, kind of limit their fast break. If we can make this a half-court game where we kind of get them slowed down and kind of can match up and identify where Cervantes is and where Carney is, we can make this a competitive game and give us an opportunity to be in it. So,
Coach, before we get you out of here, we always appreciate the time. Christmas holiday right around the corner. Do you have a favorite Christmas tradition? For example, like my family, always on Christmas Eve, it's like that close immediate family. We bring out a bunch of board games. We make a bunch of snack foods. We always do that on Christmas Eve and really prepare ourselves for the Christmas Day holiday. So just something like that. Do you have like a favorite family tradition or anything like that that you do around this time of the year?
You know, I think spending time with family is a big thing. And then we always have church on Christmas Eve. And then, you know, we always enjoy watching Christmas movies, either if it's Elf or Home Alone or Christmas Vacation, any of those like that, just, you know, enjoying the season.
So. Yeah, no doubt. And you mentioned a few great Christmas movies there. If you could only watch one Christmas movie the rest of your time, what would that be?
Definitely Home Alone.
Okay. We've heard a few Home Alones. That's been, I think, one of the more popular answers among our coaches, and that is a lot of respect because an absolute classic. No doubt about that with Home Alone. That's Corey Eckert joining us, Atchison County Boys Basketball Coach. We always appreciate the time. Tigers closing out the 25 portion of the schedule on Friday. They're going to be at home taking on Valley Falls and then a couple weeks off before getting back to it that first week of January. Coach, good luck Friday night. We really appreciate the time. Enjoy the couple of weeks off, and we'll talk to you here soon.
Sounds good, Brandon. Take care.